announcement saying that they're going to produce Monday through Friday that focuses on what they're calling distinctive news and opinion content. The new print editions are sold for a buck at retail outlets and newspaper boxes in Washington. The current weekday edition, 50 cents. Sunday's paper, $1. Wow. And they got to cut staff because here we go again. It's about the multimedia presence. Thus, that goes to my point of traditional media routes, particularly the news anchor. Now, still, there's a potential of 5-6 million people watching, which if you think one of the highest rated things is American Idol at 25 to 30 million, it just seems like a drop in the bucket. But those networks will still take those 5 or 6 million eyeballs for sure if they can still manage to get them. The California appeals court rejected Roman Polanski's bid to have his sex case dismissed. Bravo for those three justices. That was the right move in Los Angeles, a place where it's all fantasy island, baby. And if you know the right people, you seem to get off. But it doesn't look like they're able to shake the massive media pressing in his favor, aren't able to shake the trees enough to make this go away for him. Speaking of going away, very sad at just 32 years old, still very, very young, Brittany Murphy suffered a massive heart attack the other day on Sunday. We told you about it at her Los Angeles home. She apparently was ill for days, but while there was nothing illegal that they found, no illegal substances or alcohol, that kind of stuff, it was like a candy store when it came to prescription drugs. So there are questions in the death, not foul play, nothing like that, but as to what was the Molotov cocktail, perhaps, that she was swallowing, the mixture of pills. When you think of all the people who are pill-dependent, boy, it scares you when you read something like that. She seemed to get, in recent public appearances, thinner and thinner. All right, no votes for sale or votes for sale. Well, we know it's the opposite. It is votes for sale. You have what happened the other day, the big one, the 60th vote. Of course, Senator Nelson from Nebraska, who's getting a bit of a backlash on the health bill, the deciding to jump ship and vote yes. In the meantime, you have Senator Dodd, who's looking for money, apparently, for the University of Connecticut to the tune of $100 million and is getting his own little perk payoff, whatever you want to call it. I mean, this is a crazy, crazy health care bill. Now you have the Senate Democrats defending some of these backroom deals. And, of course, for the GOP, rather, it is tailor-made, and I don't blame them. It does seem like Boss Tweed Chicago politics from way back when, you know, trying to get this health care bill passed, one that most of us in America, or at least a large chunk of us, completely disagree with because it doesn't fulfill the needs that we really have to, that we have to be concerned about. Health care costs in hospital stays and medications, they're not going to go down. Big Pharma rules. Big Pharma cut a deal with the president before this whole thing even happened. All right, so you have the Senate Majority Leader just pumping his fist in glory, happy over the 60 votes to go off the cliff. And you have what, as I said, 1/7 of the economy on board with this? 1/7? And in the same time, in the same breath, You've got the Democrats, you know, pretty much to me, not even, I mean, they're pretending to care what's in the bill, period. I think it's just, we got to get this closed, period, end of discussion, and whatever we have to do on the 24th, we're going to get it done. We're not going to have a break for Christmas. We are going to ramrod this thing through. Tough crap if you haven't read it. Oh, my gosh, let's hurry up and get this going because we only have a couple of days. And if we can get it through, maybe somebody won't read what some other senator got for his state. You know, again, from the very beginning, the White House claimed that reform would reduce health costs for individuals and businesses, and they're staying with that. They're sticking to that. And even over the weekend, the president said, anyone who says otherwise hasn't read the bills. It's, I mean, this is better. It's a better deal all the way around. But I mean, I'll give you some examples. WellPoint found that a healthy, and this is the insurer, WellPoint found that a healthy 25-year-old in Milwaukee buying coverage on the individual market will see his costs rise by 178%. A small business based in Richmond with 8 employees in average health will see a 23% increase. Insurance costs for a 40-year-old with a family and 2 kids living in Indianapolis will pay 106% more, and the stories go on and on. Yeah, the cost analysis. So this is far beyond the status quo, far beyond it. So the younger, healthier folks trying to buy insurance, what, need to wait until they need expensive care. You've got increasing costs for everyone. Benefits and pricing are going to be determined by the hot air balloons in Washington, by politics. That's what it is. So what kind of quality, what kind of choice are we going to get? Oh, it, to me, that's the frightening part of this whole thing. I mean, I could go on and on and on about this. In just a little bit of research and just scratching the surface, it's just stunning what you'll find out, what somebody's getting as a, I'm going to call it a bribe, to go along to vote yes for healthcare reform. I mean, Big Pharma, you know, they were plopped onto the agenda. And then supposedly the AMA was arm wrestled into it. The federal government is going to control 55% of total U.S. health spending under this bill. Under this bill, that's what's going to happen. It's more than political intimidation. It's flat-out bullying. That's what it is, unfortunately. You may have some more thoughts at the tail end of healthcare as we're starting to fade on that one, because this critical vote means it could be a done deal. You get that big vote on Christmas Eve, and trust me, the wheels couldn't fly off faster to get this whole thing signed and put to bed. And then we really start to pick it apart. It'll be, I think, even scarier. And who knows what gets thrown in there that we don't even realize is part of the package. Hang with us. Much more coming up on ATN or Around the Bend.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. From the global resources of ABC News, this is ABC World News with Diane Sawyer.
Good evening, and it is so good to be here with you tonight.
Wow, Diane Sawyer, like I said, filling in the big chair. Used to be that everybody watched the evening news, but here's the problem. Now most people aren't home when the evening news comes on. Or if it's the younger generation, 20s, 30s, even 40s, you're checking out, even older than that, I shouldn't just say you have to be in your 20s, 30s, or 40s. Even older than that, people are going to the Internet for news. For goodness sake, we're just talking about texting and how everybody's getting everything from texting. So on the first day, Diane Sawyer seemed very business-like and was a busy day as she stepped in for Charlie Gibson, who signed off last week. The big thing is that she did an interview with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and she did it over the weekend, and they talked about a couple of different things. And I thought it was a pretty decent interview, honestly. You know, you're not going to get much from him. You know how I feel about him. As far as evil world leaders, he made my list a long time ago when I first jumped on the air over 3 years ago. And he has not fallen down. He has not fooled me. He's not fallen down off that list at this point. So, you know, but it was an interesting, I think, beginning for her. And they say that what they're going to do is use her sort of conversational style. That's what I think she's known for. So to take it a different direction maybe with world news, a few little minor tweaks. I'll be curious to see what the ratings are going to be like, because now you have Diane Sawyer, you have Katie Couric, and, of course, Brian Williams, who is the NBC anchor. And, I mean, she's somebody who's been around for a while. She did 60 Minutes. She co-anchored, obviously, Good Morning America for the past decade. And the brilliant thing about this is, think about it, boy, who says that you have to be put out to pasture when you're 40 and you're in television? She's 64. It was her 64th birthday, or is going to be her 64th birthday Tuesday, in fact. And World News is number two in the ratings, right behind NBC. Again, the competition, I think, is more to keep viewers coming in at a time when so many are getting news from other places. News like healthcare. We're going to have more reaction to healthcare, as I said, and a bunch of you have sent your thoughts in across the country to some of the things that I was talking about yesterday, particularly Senator Nelson and the way he easily parachuted out of his vote and became the 60th vote once he was appeased. In other words, he held out, got what he wanted the old-fashioned way, holding himself as his own little hostage, and he put himself out there knowing full well that he was gonna get what he needed for Nebraska, and boy, did they get it, and then some. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your 2 cents about where health care is headed, and do you really actually think this is going to be, this vote comes down on Christmas Eve? I think so. I think it's a done deal, and I'm surprised by that. Al in Canada, you have the floor. How you doing, Al?
Merry Christmas, Kate.
Hey, you too. Merry Christmas to you.
And also, you know, Reid, Pelosi, and Obama worship Canadian health care, don't they? They think Canadian health care is just, you know, the be-all and end-all, don't they?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, well, you guys are in big trouble because the House of Representatives and the President cannot overrule the Senate. The House and the President can't ram something through without the support of the Senate, can they?
No.
So, and the Senate is not in favor of this so-called government option, are they? The government-owned and operated health insurance option, are they?
No, though, that's out.
Yeah, well, you guys are going to get the worst of both worlds. If there's some way that you get a government-owned and operated health insurance option in there, you will have the worst of both worlds. You'll have the worst elements of free enterprise and the very worst elements of government. The best way, in my mind, is to let free enterprise rule. Free enterprise is good as long as the government doesn't overregulate it. And then just help the people that fall through the cracks. Because, say, Kate, I pay $500 a month health insurance premiums, and all of a sudden I get sick and need $500,000 health insurance, an operation, right? There's only three places that my health insurance company can get that money. Either from the money that they make by investing it, like a health insurance company, any money that they collect, they usually reinvest it, don't they, on the stock market?
Yes,
right?
Yes, they would.
Okay.
Yes,
or else they jack up premiums on everybody else, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Or else they jack up your premiums to make it almost to make you almost pay for it yourself. And another thing, if Obama gets his way, it will be against the law not to have health insurance, right?
That's right.
That's crazy. What right does the government have to put a gun to your head? What's next? Is the government going to tell you what supermarket to buy your food at?
I agree. You're preaching to the choir. Absolutely. And Al, all the way along, too, I've told people, listen to what Al's saying. Listen to what Sam's saying. These guys live it, breathe it, and have been there.
I'll give you another example. Back in the early 90s, mid-90s, our government, our politicians and lawyers that are running the healthcare system, they decided that Canada had too many doctors. So what did they do? It was costing the government too much to educate doctors. So they cut the number of freshman doctors, students, medical students in medical schools across the country in half, by 50%. And now there are around a million people that cannot even get a family doctor in Canada. Do you want that in the United States where there's such a – we're so short of doctors, we're importing doctors from Africa and Asia, the third world, is there nobody gets sick or injured in Asia or Africa that they have such a surplus of doctors that we've got to import them into Canada?
Yeah, ridiculous.
It's crazy. The more centralization, let free enterprise rule and then help out the poor people that fall through the cracks. Let people look after themselves. Don't have the baby, the government babysitting people, and then help out the people that are too poor to fall through the cracks. And every American citizen should be guaranteed health care. And the government, if you can't get the money from the bank to buy your insurance or whatever or to pay for it, then the government will help you out. I believe that, like us evil right wingers, we want healthy citizens. And you can't have a good economy, and you can't have good national defense or good economy with healthy citizens, and you can't have healthy citizens if they can't afford to health care. But just let free enterprise rule. Thanks, Kate.
Well said. I couldn't have said it better. Absolutely. Let it rule. It's what the country was founded on, and heading down this road that we're going now, it's the worst of the worst. There is no choice in this. And as I said, we have presented all sides. If there was a way that was workable in the scenarios that are out there, whether I agreed with it or not, I would tell you this is it. I mean, I was wrong. This is it. But it's just much of the same thing that we've been talking about for the past 6 months. I'm scared to death to think of what the premiums will be ultimately 3, 4, 5 years down the line. 2014 not looking real good, I think, for a lot of people. And older people, younger people, the middle class, anyone in between, and that's the problem. If you're making the big bucks, okay, you might not be happy with your premium, but you can cover it. But if you're somewhere in that floating around in that in between, you have a decent life and you're making it, but it's not like you have a lot of do-re-mi in the bank. That's where it gets really, really scary, because it's the supplemental, it's the additional, it's all that stuff combined that will kill you. And then if you absolutely don't want it, which is certainly, again, free choice, if you absolutely don't want it, to say that you are going to be taxed for not wanting health care is just, it's asinine. It completely makes no sense to me whatsoever. So who wins? And who wins in that scenario ultimately? Nobody. Not the person who doesn't want it or they don't think they can afford it. They're somewhere in the middle there, and that's what's going to happen. And that's pretty scary stuff. Hey, coming up, as I said, we're going to talk about the year that was financially and how it started out. It really did start off with the Madoff situation, as that was the tail end of December of 2008, and that swung into 2009. And then, of course, there was Sanford as well, and the debacle with a Texas billionaire who scammed people as well, said that he was set up, didn't know what the people around him were doing. And there's just been a series of laughable things that have happened in that giant Ponzi scheme as well. And I still think there are more shoes to drop. I think there are more people that haven't come to surface yet, hasn't floated to the surface yet, that have ripped off other people and funds. And eventually that will bubble up. But is it looking better on the stock market these days? Where are we headed? We'll talk about it next with financial man Saul Albaum. Stay with us here on ATN.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sadly, I think people are misunderstanding what the coverage will be should this bill go through. Here's the deal. They burn the midnight oil, despite the fact that the federal government is closed on Monday. And it was into the Monday morning early hours that the Democrats will claim a major victory for this push for health care reform. And they got the votes needed, 60 to 40 party line vote. It was right after 1 o'clock in the morning. This bill is tracking to pass on Christmas Eve. If it passes, then it has to be merged with the $1 trillion plan by the House of Representatives in November. So the Senate resumes Monday shortly until noon. So they skedaddled right after that 1 a.m. deal, come back at noon and resume the talks after that. So the vote leaves the president really on the precipice of claiming big-time victory for his top domestic priority, even though a lot of progressives are unhappy that there's no public option and with the way this health care bill, this health reform bill is looking. But nevertheless, earlier in the day, feeling as though this was going to happen, here's what the president had to say.
On health care, with today's developments, it now appears that the American people will have the vote they deserve on genuine reform that offers security to those who have health insurance and affordable options for those who do not. And so I want to thank Senator Harry Reid, and every senator who's been working around the clock to make this happen. There's still much work left to be done, with not a lot of time left to do it. But today is a major step forward for the American people. After a nearly century-long struggle, we are on the cusp of making health care reform a reality in the United States of America. As with any legislation, compromise is part of the process, but I'm pleased that recently added amendments have made this landmark bill even stronger. Between the time the bill passes and the time when the insurance exchange gets up and running, there will now be penalties for insurance companies that arbitrarily jack up rates on consumers. And while insurance companies will be prevented from denying coverage on the basis of pre-existing conditions once the exchange is open, in the meantime, there will be a high-risk pool where people with pre-existing conditions can purchase affordable coverage. And a recent amendment has made these protections even stronger. Insurance companies will now be prohibited from denying coverage to children immediately after this bill passes. There's also explicit language in this bill that will protect a patient's choice of doctor, and small businesses will get additional assistance as well. Now, these protections are in addition to the ones we've been talking about for some time. No longer will insurance companies be able to drop your coverage if you become sick, and no longer will you have to pay unlimited amounts out of your own pocket for treatments that you need. Under this bill, families will save on their premiums. Businesses that will see their costs rise if we don't act will save money now and in the future. This bill will strengthen Medicare and extend the life of the program. Because it's paid for and gets rid of waste and inefficiency in our health care system, this will be the largest deficit reduction plan in over a decade.
All right, one of the biggest divides, and this was the president speaking after they realized that Senator Ben Nelson from Nebraska got what he wanted, and he would be and he would be the 60th vote. So they had them in hand late over the weekend on Saturday. Now, one of the biggest divides and the thing that troubles me the most, I keep coming back to this, is how do you pay for this? How do you pay for it? The House package is financed through all kinds of tax surcharges, mostly on what they're calling wealthy Americans, but not completely. So the Senate bill cuts Medicare by $500 billion, and it doesn't include a tax surcharge on wealthy people. However, it would impose a 40% tax on Cadillac health plans that are valued at more than $8,500 for individuals and $23,000 for families. So of the tax on the high-end plans, it might be effective to curb medical inflation. However, it's this whole taxation thing would also cripple union people who traded higher salaries for better benefits. They would really get really stuck in the end with this. So the Senate bill also hikes Medicare payroll taxes on families making over $250,000. The House doesn't do that. The public option was a big sticking point. The House plan includes a public option, and the Senate doesn't have it. And instead, you've got new nonprofit private plans that would be overseen by the government. So there's a lot to sort out still. But another thing that would be a problem, I think, very problematic, is the Senate bill would require companies with more than 50 employees to pay a fee of $750 a worker if any of its employees relied on government subsidies to purchase the coverage. I can see problems in the fining of people if they choose not to get insurance. So there are some serious holes in it, but this is stuff that we've been talking about for a very long time on the show, so it's nothing that will blow you away new. It's a question of melding the two together, and it's looking like they're going to have that vote on Christmas Eve. So working late into the night, into the morning, if you will, on Sunday, and it's just the precursor to, ultimately, I think, the true bill. So a couple of other quick headlines for you, including this sad one, actress Brittany Murphy, dead at the age of 32. A lot of questions surrounding her death, but not a lot of answers. In other words, how does someone at 32 die? not in a car accident, not whatever, but of cardiac arrest at her home. So lots of questions abound and not a lot of answers. She was pronounced dead at 10 o'clock in the morning at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. An autopsy hadn't been scheduled as of Sunday night, but now that there's no sign apparently of trauma or foul play, and they say, you know, well, I think it's unusual for somebody young to die of natural causes. The coroner in Los Angeles is saying that it's not unusual. And Brittany Murphy, of course, was in a couple of well-known movies, 8 Mile and Clueless. And, wow, what a, it's just sudden when somebody in their early 30s, you think something, you know, what was behind this or what happened? And can you really wrap your mind around, well, it was just natural causes. And if you've ever watched King of the Hill, she was the voice of Luann on that television animated series. And she was married back in 2007 to a British screenwriter, so she survived, obviously, by him. And, wow, just, I think, very shocking to hear of her death. She looked thin in recent months, so there's rumors flying around about all kinds of different possibilities as to what might have been something that was the catalyst for this. Matt, very surprising about Brittany Murphy, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. I heard that on the way into the studio, actually, and I couldn't believe it because I heard kind of the tail end of a news story, and I didn't believe what I had heard, so I had to, when I got into work today, I quickly hopped on the computer and got the whole details. And yeah, it's, I mean, she's only 32, and something fishy's kind of going on, though, because the husband didn't want an autopsy when a young person dies of cardiac arrest. That doesn't seem normal.
No, it doesn't seem normal. I would want to know. I mean, I would want to know if it happened to somebody in my family, especially your spouse, because you're just left in a daze wondering if nothing happened. I mean, it could happen. You could have cardiac arrest, absolutely. But is there something that triggered that? Now, I've read stories, rumors that she, when they went to the house, they had found out that she was throwing up before that. She had been taking prescription pills, but what does that mean? You know, I think it would be interesting to get those answers.
Yeah, and I read on TMZ earlier, and kind of the same thing you just said, that they didn't find any illegal drugs or anything like that there, but they did find a lot of prescription pills. So I don't know if she was taking too many of them or if she was sick with something, and I don't know what happened or she had a bad reaction, but that's crazy to be, I mean, 32 and all of a sudden you're just gone like that for cardiac arrest. I don't know. It just blows my mind.
It blows my mind, too. It goes back to that thing of you never know. I mean, that thing of sort of taking life for granted or whatever. It sounds sappy and weird, and this is a celebrity that we don't know personally. But when you hear of someone that young, it does make you wonder. It does make you take a step back a little bit, I think. And certainly the people in Hollywood are reacting to it. She was pretty well liked. She was that bubbly kind of girl that was in a lot of those comedies, and that's pretty much what you're hearing.
Yeah, and I mean, it's crazy because she was so young. She was, I mean, I wouldn't say she was immensely popular, but everyone knew who she was. She wasn't, you know, an award-winning actress or anything like that, but everyone knew who she was when she broke on the scene in Clueless. I remember that movie, and she kind of transformed herself after that, too, into more of a kind of a girl next door, kind of a cute girl, rather than the one that she was in Clueless, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, she did transform herself. That's a good way to say it. And the people that work with her had nothing but great things to say. All right, coming up on the flip side, this day in history, we take a look back. Also, news you can abuse and birthdays, too. Stay with us.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
No jive talking there. I mean, he laid it on the line. I agree with him 100% too about Tim Geithner. Useless, in my opinion. And part of the problem are that's the players that are certainly surrounding this administration. 800-259-5791. You can throw in another log on the fire. You can throw in your 2 cents. That sounds good, doesn't it? On what you think the top stories are of 2009. Can you believe we're already at the end of 2009? Certainly healthcare, it absolutely makes the top of the list because, I mean, this has taken a chunk of 6 months going through this with all the meetings and all the misinformation and the ridiculous amounts of pages of this bill and that bill that nobody can make any sense of. And then they find these little hidden nuggets whipped and sewn into the pages where, oh, that's why they're voting this way, because their state is getting XYZ. Lowell's listening to us in New York. Hey, Lowell, thanks for calling the show. How are you?
Well, hi, Kate. I am so glad to talk with you. Are you there?
No, I'm here.
Oh, excellent. You definitely have a face for TV, not radio.
Thanks.
You know, it's interesting because when we start out and we talk about my primary deal was healthcare, and that's mm-hmm. what we're talking about. And mm-hmm. the interesting thing is that years ago they talked about putting a lockbox on Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
We showed 1993 surplus, and in that time there were HMOs and 401ks and all these other forms of way to get the dollars into the pipeline. I also, when I got out of the Navy in 1979, I worked for a mortgage banker. And mortgage bankers are actually, you know, pretty good people, actually, for the most part, and very honorable. And what I found was is that in 1979, when Carter administration was there, Paul Volcker was the one that was basically in charge. And that's what we have to understand now, is that Paul Volcker is in charge. Ben Bernanke is in charge. Tim Geithner is useless because he's owned by the Fed. We cannot trust Congress, and it's an unfortunate thing. We can't trust Congress because of their voting, whatever. I get my little thing for Kansas, I get my little thing for upstate New York or whatever. And so they kind of manipulated their way through that, and that's another issue. But what I'm saying is that if there was a lockbox on Social Security, you and me and every working American would have 3 to 4% addition onto their income. It's not a big gain, mm-hmm. but there's a little bit of a gain, and it probably won't even outrun inflation. Now what's happened is that retirement funds, I put $100 into my retirement fund, and inflation will eat it up by the time I get ready. I'm 48 years old, and I guess there's probably a lot of people that can understand this.
Mm.
I guess I'm a baby boomer, but I've been, I've been putting into a retirement fund.
Sure.
And what's happened is that while I'm putting into that retirement fund, is that inflation is outrunning my investment. Now, what I'm saying is that I'd much rather have just a simple 3 or 4% increase on my retirement. And unfortunately, Social Security has been borrowed off of, and it was called as a surplus in 93. It's been borrowed off of the Congress and so on and so forth. So the American people have been the cream off of the milk can has already been skimmed. It's going to be skimmed again. Reagan did it when we did equity on homes. There are a lot of people that got into a lot of binds in the 1970s, and so they lowered interest under Volcker. So a lot of people refinanced. They put a lot of money into the pipeline. It was paper money, but it showed a recovery. But the only problem is that people over the last 30 years have borrowed against their home equity because they cannot keep up with inflation, and nor can their 401k, and nor can their retirement.
That's right.
So I'm not, those who speak the longest and the loudest, and I'm a little nervous because I'm speaking on radio and whatnot, but are not necessarily true. We talk about union companies with the 35 vice presidents, and the guy that was jamming the shock absorber into the washer and the shock absorber and spent 30 years of his life to be able to do that is not at fault here. There's a lot of global contracts and global engineering and global companies that are at fault here. Those are the people that were brought up at the cross. Those are when we saw this in 1982. I don't know about your picture. I don't think you're that old, but I remember in 82 when everybody was going to Mexico. Well, all they did was just take all that old equipment and just drag it down to Mexico because they didn't have any EPA, they didn't have any pollution. Now I'm working on jobs up here that are cleaning up the Hudson River. We're cleaning up all these toxic waste that these companies are leaving behind. Look, I'm not a bunny hugger. I understand that the Industrial Revolution was a wonderful thing. And who owns what?
Right.
But as long as my company and as long as my hard-earned wages and my labor are putting into this thing, and then they turn around and say, hey, look, I'm really sorry, but this was a bad investment.
I know. It's wrong. Absolutely. Because that's what we were taught. That's what it is. There's no gold watch. There is no such thing as any kind of security. I mean, we're all at the craps table ultimately, and it's just a question of if. And this is true. I mean, it's just a question of if you get the right role at the end or you don't, and that's too bad. After you paid in Lowell, you know this, and you were expecting something in return, and seeing that what's happening with the 401ks, and seeing what's happened now in trying to keep up with inflation, and what's happened, you know, how long have you been paying into Social Security? I've been paying in since, I guess, I was 15 years old, probably 16.
And crazy. 17 as well. I joined the military when I was 17. And actually, I've seen some other things, too. I've been involved with KBR for a very short period of time and came back to the States very quickly. I'm seeing some things that are just aren't quite right. And one of them would be global contracts. And, you know, they want to blame it on the unions, and it wants to be bipartisan. I don't blame it on bipartisan. You know, I don't even know who I am anymore as far as a political party is concerned. But what I'll say is that faithfully I've given into the system, and faithfully I've given my labor. And with that, I expect faith in return and trust in return. And that's what the American people have been robbed of.
So well said. Lowell, you were a great caller. You did not sound nervous at all. Please call the show again. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, excellent. Made some good points. It's funny, in listening to Lowell, I was thinking about a headline that I saw earlier in the day. You know, we're talking about unions, talking about being in the system for however long and hanging out there and paying in and everything else, paying your dues. Early retirement was offered to all 41,000 Ford U.S. hourly workers. They've offered buyout or retirement, basically, incentive packages to the workers because they're trying to reduce their factory workforce. And Ford, of course, is the healthiest of the three automakers in Detroit, and the only one, by the way, to avoid government aid and bankruptcy protection. They still have more workers than they need to produce cars and trucks at the current sales levels. So how many will take it? How many will take the packages? And it includes cash payments, vouchers to buy cars, short-term health insurance coverage, right? And under the terms of the new contract with the United Auto Workers Union, the employees get most of their pay for, I guess, about a year, depending on seniority, and then, of course, a chunk of their money or wages for another year before they are removed from the company payroll. In the past, laid-off workers went into the jobs bank and were paid indefinitely, even if their factory, of course, had been shut down. My, how things have changed, eh? I'm going to leave you with this thought. This is from Aristotle. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit.
It's so good to be here with you tonight.